So every month, the Node.js project publishes the security releases of vulnerabilities and flaws they found and fixed during that month. And I made it a habit to discuss these vulnerabilities and how we can effectively, as engineers, look into these vulnerabilities and prevent, kind of understand what code are we writing and what is the implication of every single library and every single framework we use, and just understanding the depth of these vulnerabilities, whether denial of service or crashes or buffer overflow or remote control, this kind of makes you appreciate the code you write and the libraries and that you use on a daily basis. So how about we jump into this release of Node.js security release for the month of July 2021. Let's just jump into it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Hassan. Let's just get right into the security releases of Node.js. So starting from the first one, libuv upgrade out of bound read medium. This is a medium vulnerability. Node.js is vulnerable to out of bound read in libuv, uv underscore idna to ASCII function, which is used to convert strings to ASCII. This is called by the node DNS module lookup function and can lead to information disclosure or crashes. So guys, whenever you see libuv here in Node.js, this is the library that Node.js uses for threading, right? As you know, Node.js is by design is a single threaded, but there are some background work that Node.js does use threads for. Example is asynchronous reads in the disk and also domain name server query, DNS queries. Yes, Node.js uses threads to perform DNS. And that's why we have this particular fix for a DNS specific query. I talked about threading in Node.js. If you want to learn more about that topic, it was a lengthy topic discussing in deep threading in Node.js in particular. But we're looking at a specific function here called UVIDNA, which stands for International Domain Name to ASCII. So this one is interesting. I didn't know much about it, but it looks like for the longest time, domain names have to be ASCII. That's what I understood. But it looks like you can have Unicode domain names, but you need a function to convert those into ASCII in order to actually make the query. And that conversion from this Unicode, like a fancy, I don't know, if you have like an Arabic domain name or a Turkish domain name, right? You can convert it apparently to an ASCII. I don't know what that means, to be honest, but you can use that function. And if you use that function, it will convert to ASCII. The bug was in that function, which effectively, if you send a malicious Unicode domain name, you will cause the libuv C library to go out of bound. If it goes out of bound, the server crashes. And if the server crashes, if the process crashes, it takes down Node.js with it, obviously, because it's just linked, right? And if Node.js crashes, denial of service, bad. So the next one is Windows Installer. Node Installer Local Privilege Escalation, medium. Node.js is vulnerable to a local privilege escalation attack under certain conditions on Windows platform. More specifically, improper configuration or permission in the installation directory allows an attacker to perform two different escalation attacks, path and DLL hijacking. So I wasn't familiar with this kind of attack, to be honest. So I Googled it, and there's a HackerOne article discussing this in detail, which is I'm going to reference it below. But I'm going to summarize it here. So Node.js install, when you install Node.js in Windows, you got to specify a path where the stuff goes, right? And when you specify the path, you can really specify any path. By default, it goes to program files, right? And what that installer does, the problem with that installer was it was giving built-in users, all users, full access, write and read to this directory. So might say, okay, big deal. Who are the users? That means if you install Node.js as user admin, okay, and it created a folder, let's say C/node, right? So you created that folder. And there's where all your node.exe goes, npm.exe, all that stuff, right? It also adds it to the path environment variable. This is how you can go literally anywhere in the command prompt and type node.exe, and it will find it. You don't have to go to C/node or program file/node.js to execute node. It adds it to a path. And when it adds it to the path, you can basically type it anywhere and it will look through all the path and try to find it. This is where this particular path hijacking comes into play. The bug was that directory that the installer creates gives full access to all users to read and write. You might say, what's the problem with that? Well, if the admin installs Node.js and installs in C node, I, as a normal user on the same machine with simple privileges, I can go to C node and paste a file that is malicious, and I name it node.exe, or I name it npm.exe. And now any user on this machine that runs node will execute my file because of the path, right? Because we're hijacking the path. We're looking through all this stuff. It's like, oh, node.js is actually in this directory, right? And it will say, oh, this is a node. This is npm. Hey, you asked for npm.exe. That's it. And that's how we hijack the path. So very interesting, a little bit dangerous. But if you think about it, I don't know about you guys, but I never use this multi-user feature in Windows. I mean, if it's a single machine, it's my machine. Nobody else can access this machine, right? It's my laptop, right? I'm going to install it. It's my personal use. But maybe in a virtualized environment, like a Citrix kind of a farm environment, right? Where you can have one machine but multiple users, I can see that as a little bit dangerous. If like a virtualized development environment, that will be dangerous. I might be wrong though. NPM upgrade. So two vulnerabilities, we're gonna read it. It's the same exact vulnerability almost, but it's a different package. It's regarding to regular expression denial of service, or RDoS. Of course, let's name everything imp. Let's give everything a name. Sure. RDoS, apparently this is a new thing. It's high. So this is vulnerability. This is a vulnerability in the SSRI NPM module. And I didn't know what this is. Apparently it's a popular library that does parsing and regular expression, right? NPM module, which may be vulnerable to denial of service attacks. So what does this do? So this is a bug in a specific regular expression. If in this SSRI, if you passed in a nasty specific regular expression that is long, right, and specially crafted, it can crash the SSRI module, which crashes your node, obviously. If your node crash, denial of service, right? Because if you have exposed your backend and you have an input and you have you're someone somehow running this input against this library that SSRI to validate this regular expression or this input, and you put it like against the regular expression blindly, which most of us do, let's be honest, just we take input blindly, right? And that might cause your Node.js to crash. And I can see a lot of cases where you can do something like that, like an email, right? You send an email, you put it in a regular expression, right, to validate if this is an email or not. I mean, mind you that most email regular expression will be done in the client side, but I can see that you might have do you can do it on the client in the server side as well in the backend. So if you do that and you let the user send any regular expression they want willy-nilly, you might crash your Node.js server, and that's dangerous. I think that's why it's set as high. So a small correction here in the regular expression. The regular expression submitted by the attacker will cause what's called a catastrophic backtracking. It's gonna cause the engine to evaluate that regular expression in the worst case scenario, which causes obviously more time, more CPU, and as a result, is gonna cause this kind of denial of service. Right, it might cause a crash, but not necessarily. It's just, it will starve other processes from your precious CPU. So just wanted to add that note. I'm gonna link the article discussing this in details as well. It's very fascinating. All right, guys, that was it for me today. Make sure to update your latest and greatest Node.js version. And I hope you enjoyed this video, very quick. And we're gonna see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.